I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The military is using increasing force against protesters in Myanmar, prompting warnings from the United Nations. Yesterday, police broke up crowds in the capital with a water cannon and catapults in a northern town. Troops used to fight insurgencies in border states were seen moving into larger cities. Christian leaders tell Joe Handley of Asian Access that if things continue like this, their country could collapse. Connect with us online to support Myanmar's church leaders through Asian Access.
The alumni of Asian Access are out on the streets trying to encourage their neighbors. They're trying to get aid to people that are under pressure or persecution. Developing leaders like this is crucial because they're at the forefront of being the hope of Christ in society.
And yesterday we told you about a new book on grief, Hope When Your Heart is Breaking. It's by Ron Hutchcraft at Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. And today he has a few tips on how to love a grieving friend or family member. Let them talk about their grief openly and honestly with you. If they recently lost someone in their life, ask about their memories of that person and then pray with them.
What a difference a preposition makes. You say, I'll pray for you. Thank you. That's good. But when I pray with you, there's something that goes to your soul with that, that allows you to hear someone else representing your need and your grieving and your loss to a Heavenly Father. And there is power in praying with someone.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Ever wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ? Well, this month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Living Hope that lets you glimpse inside lives transformed by God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.